Joining us to talk about jobs, John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, that's the four-letter word that drives everything, so let's talk about jobs. Thursday morning, we always look at first-time claims for unemployment benefits. A really strong number. 300,000 last week, but that's a drop of 32,000 from the previous week, and the forecast was to come in at 320, so 300,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That number continues to drop. This morning, as we look at the Dow futures, they're down about 20 points or so, which, you know, is kind of meaningless, really. Yesterday, for example, the market turned on a dime and ended up, the Dow was up 181 points yesterday. The NASDAQ, an incredibly strong day, up 70 points. Why? Well, because the Federal Reserve released their minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee, that the meeting that they had in March. And those minutes gave some insight into what the Fed was thinking, and the market concluded that the concern that people had that the Fed might raise rates sooner rather than later was, well, really not founded. And so maybe these rates will stay low for an extended period of time, and the market shot up, closed up 181 points. Here's an interesting bit of news, because who knows, maybe this will affect us right here in the River Valley in eastern Oklahoma, and that is Procter & Gamble. They're going to sell their pet foods, some pet foods brands, they're going to sell them to Mars. Now, of course, I know you think of Mars as being a candy company, and by the way, Mars is one of the largest privately owned companies in the world. Of course, they have a huge plant out at Chaffee making pet food. Well, they're selling three of their brands, Procter & Gamble is, including Heinz, a couple of others, to P&G selling those to Mars for $2.9 billion as Procter & Gamble continues to focus and get out of certain businesses. You may remember they sold their Pringles brand a couple of years ago. Now they're getting out of the pet food business. Who knows? Maybe that'll bring some more jobs to the River Valley. We certainly hope so. Retailers continue to report real number of problems with the holiday season and also, of course, the bad winter that we've had so far. Bed Bath & Beyond being one of those. Their stocks down 6% this morning before the market opens, about $4 a share. Same-store sales, even though they were up 2.4%, their net income fell 11%, and their total sales fell almost 6%. The market doesn't like that. And another retailer reporting even weaker numbers, Family Dollar. In fact, Family Dollar's numbers are so bad that they say they're going to take some immediate corrective actions, including closing 370 underperforming stores. Family Dollar stock's down $2 a share this morning, 3.5% before the market opens. Same-store sales down almost 4%. They only made $90 million in the second quarter of this fiscal year. That's versus $140 million in the same quarter of last year. They also significantly missed Wall Street's expectations for earnings. The CEO says, quote, "The holiday season proved particularly challenging," and then, of course, the bad weather on top of that. Now, some good news related to the housing market. U.S. foreclosures continue to fall 42 straight months. Foreclosures have fallen. Now we're at the lowest level that we've seen since the second quarter of 2007, which, of course, was before the collapse of 2008. And lastly, another retailer, Walmart, looking to get some movement in their grocery section again. They're going to introduce a new category of foods called Wild Oats. These are going to be organic groceries. If I were Whole Foods, I would take notice of this. They said they're going to start selling these. It'll be at least a 25% discount compared to what other retailers, some people say much more than what you could pay for the same products at Whole Foods. This is organic food only makes up about 4% of total grocery sales every year, but it's growing at over 10% a year, much more than overall grocery sales are. Walmart says they're going to roll this new Wild Oats brand out to 2,000 Walmart stores this month, and they're going to add about 100 items over a period of time, and will expand to their other 2,000 stores. But beginning this summer, you'll be able to buy this new organic brand, Wild Oats, at Walmart.com. So Walmart getting big time into the organic foods business, and of course, with their muscle, anything they get into, their competitors better stop and take notice.
And people are looking for healthy items.
Everybody except me.
Yeah, I know what you mean, John. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith, as he gives us the latest information. You could get information from him by calling him or visiting him at 820 South 21st Street is the location of Stern, Agee & Leach. You could call him at 479-782-2527 or email John at johntaylor@sternagee.com.